Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting.
A meeting that went pretty quick, not a lot of major things getting done. I guess one of those things that did get done in the meeting was the public hearing for the general obligation loan agreement for not to exceed $1.12 million, various road construction things going on. First off, take us through, Aaron, the general obligation loan agreement, what exactly that is and what it's going to be used for here in the near future.
This is actually something we've been doing in the whole time that I've been here in Knoxville. We do have a long-term street improvement program that we've been working towards. And what we've done to try and help tax dollars go further is we typically will sell in the neighborhood of $1 million to $1.5 million in bonds every other year, because there are some charges and fees associated with every time we go out for a bond sale. And so the approval last night, as you mentioned, approved $1.12 million. And that will fund construction for this summer. That will be work associated with the Highway 14 project. It'll also provide the funds for the summer of 2021 and some street work that will happen in that year. I'd say one of the things that's unique about this bond sale and the way we'll utilize these funds is that both of these projects will use city dollars, but we'll use them to help leverage outside funding sources. So both of these projects will end up accomplishing much more than what the city's investment will be. With Highway 14, we were able to secure lots of different grants and additional funding through the Iowa Department of Transportation and partner with them for that project. So we're talking about a project that will be basically $5 million, and the city will put in much, much less than that. It's almost 90% funded through outside funding sources. And then the next year, we'll have outside funding sources. It's a program called the Surface Transportation Block Grant, and that's another one where we're able to leverage much more outside money than actual local dollars will go into it. So that's always something we like to do as a city, is to help our money go further and improve a lot more of the streets here in our community.
Now, when it came to the talk of the construction and talk about a lot of that money and things going forward, one of the talks you guys, the city talked about was some sewer work getting done. Take us through some of that sewer work.
Yeah, this is not necessarily a huge project, but again, us trying as a community to be careful and prudent with taxpayer dollars. And so what we're doing is some sewer work that was budgeted in anticipation of the Highway 14 project. There is a sewer main under Highway 14, and so before the new street is laid down, we're getting in there to extend sewer. This will actually run into Young's Park. It'll be on the north side of the street that goes into the entrance of Young's Park, between it and the baseball field, and this will get us back behind curb so that we won't have to do any work in the new construction following the project. And by stubbing that sewer out, it really opens up a couple of things for us. The first is future expansion for the north side of Young's Park. And the second is future development of the VA campus. The full campus won't necessarily be able to be serviced from that sewer connection that we're extending now, but it will open up the eastern half of that campus for future development. So once again, we're just trying to be prudent with taxpayer dollars and do this work one time without having to tear up a brand new street.
Now, again, when it comes to the city council, not a lot happened on Monday's meeting. One of the things at the end of the meeting had to do with a little policy when it comes to employees. Take us through that leave policy.
Yeah, what we found was this is actually a policy we don't find ourselves using too often, fortunately, but we do have a policy, as many organizations do, where employees are able to donate leave to other employees facing significant illnesses or health problems. And what we found was we have both a policy and what is in our manual for employees. And so we found that those didn't necessarily reconcile. One of them laid out the different types of leave that could be used by an employee who would donate to another employee. And it basically included all forms of leave. But the official policy did not allow for sick leave to be traded for sick leave. So we just wanted to reconcile those two and to make sure the council would be okay with us proceeding down that road. We wanted to make sure we were consistent and that we had a policy that made sense for our employees. And so we made just actually two very small tweaks to the language to allow for sick leave to be traded for sick leave, and to allow for donated leave to be used not just for an employee, but for the employee or their immediate family. And so those two minor tweaks helped reconcile the differences there and will help us going forward on those rare occasions where we do use this policy.
Now, like I said, Monday's meeting wasn't a major, not a lot of stuff getting done, but one thing we need to talk about is the very beginning of the meeting, mayoral reading by Mayor Hatch for National Police Appreciation Week, Chief Lasada's retirement. This was his last meeting to be a part of for the city council. So take us through what it means to be able to kind of say goodbye to Chief Lasada.
Yeah, you know, I think at times like this, we appreciate our first responders, including our police department, more than ever. And, you know, here locally, leading that charge for a long time has been Chief Lasada. And, you know, he's just been such a great public servant, dedicated nearly 40 years to the profession, 15 of those years here as the chief in Knoxville. And I've just been so grateful to have him. He was one of the first people to welcome me and my family to the community more than 5.5 years ago. He actually made a homemade lasagna for me and my family. That's classic Chief Lasada. That's actually one of his trademarks, is the lasagna that he makes, which is phenomenal, by the way. And, you know, just helped me to feel like I was able to get up to speed. And I know so many of our employees feel the same way, that he's been able to almost serve like a mentor to them and to help keep our community running smoothly, and not just from the law enforcement front, but just in all aspects. Just the kind of guy you can rely on to get the job done, and out in the community, just really, truly cares about the Knoxville community. So whether it's ice cream on September 11th, or helmets and hot dogs, or so many other things that the police department has started to interact more with the community, so many of those things are coming from the chief. And yeah, he's going to be leaving big shoes to fill. There's no doubt about that.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIKRLS.com and click podcast.